from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mullenhaw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Now joining us on the Arturo Tire Hotline is a football man for the Chicago Tribune, longtime friend of the program, Arturo, your hometown tire, Arturo.com. Morning, Brad. How you doing?
Morning, Dave. What's going on?
So you were at the game. You're in Kansas City. You're on your way home. Hope you travel safely. Brad, what was the biggest takeaway from the preseason finale in which many starters, the majority of starters, didn't play?
Yeah, I'm hard-pressed to identify a starter that was out there for the Bears yesterday, but they brought it again, man. 13-point win, right? Another kind of blowout. So they're able to get good energy all the way to the bottom of the roster. Unfortunate that you see some injuries happen because, working on a 53-man roster projection before the game started earlier in the week, I've got Larry Borum probably making the back end of that roster when he gets on a cart with a right ankle injury in the first quarter. Not impossible for him to be good to go week one, but never a good sign when a player needs to leave the field in the cart, and a guy like Borum probably had an opportunity there when you consider some of the other health issues they've got going on the offensive line.
What are the options for him? And he's due to make $3 million this year, Brad, so I wonder what they're looking at there in terms of, you always think injury settlement, I'm sorry, but when this happens, the last game of the preseason, you wonder. And then what can you tell us about any update about Douglas Coleman III, who lay on the field, was carted off, and it was a scary moment?
Yeah, scary moment for Coleman. He saw almost everyone from the Bears sideline come over pretty close to the Chiefs sideline because that's where he was at the end of the play. And I would think that everything's going to be okay there only because two things. One, Matt Eberflus talked about Borum and Ian Wheeler and some other injuries that they incurred in that game first. If the Coleman thing had really shaken them and they thought something bad was going to happen, I think Eberflus probably would have led with it. I think it would have been an entirely different mood in the locker room post-game, and I don't think Andy Reid would have led his post-game comments off by saying, you know, their thoughts are with them, but they believe that everything is going to be okay. It was just really strange play. I went to talk to Chiefs wide receiver Cornell Powell about it. That's the player that Coleman was tackling, and he was kind of stunned. He said, that he was really surprised that anybody was hurt on that. That he barely felt anything at all himself. But it just shows you how dangerous the sport can be at times, and it doesn't have to look like a high speed collision in the middle of the field for it to be scary.
Brad, I thought Velus Jones showed a little bit of a burst. He had that touchdown run. He had 13 carries for 111 yards. In your mind, did that performance secure him a spot on the 53-man roster?
I don't think so. And he did well with the opportunities that he had last night. But when he's ripping off a 39-yard run with less than 30 seconds to play in the third quarter, what's jumping out to me is there's less than 30 seconds to play in the third quarter, and Travis Homer got action before Velus saw the field. Wheeler, the undrafted rookie free agent from Howard, who's got a knee injury that might not be real good for him, got action before Velus. And so I look at the order, how they were used, and I'm like, boy, this is an uphill battle for him to get a spot. Now, is there a possibility they see all that speed and they wonder, you know, if we just coach him up a little bit longer, could something good happen here? Could the light go on? I can't discount that possibility, but if they're short a little bit at offensive line, if they need to go heavy a little bit at defensive line, they're going to have to pull from another position somewhere, and it could be running back, or it could prevent them from going heavy at running back. Because I think Homer makes this team because he's a core special teams player. He's one of the better special teams players a year ago. I think everybody agrees Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson make this team. If they keep Kari Blasingame, the fullback, you know, if Jones is still in the mix and you're counting him as a running back, all of a sudden you've got six running backs unless you're doing something different with one of those other guys.
Why does the Bears punt return continue to be a play that has so much suspense? DeAndre Carter last night, I mean, that was kind of a clumsy play. I know what happened. I saw it unfold. But still, they seem to be ending the preseason the way they began it with no certainty at that spot.
Well, I think DeAndre Carter is going to be the punt returner to begin the season. And he's got a track record for doing it. Yeah, the one play last night didn't look good. Probably not a legal move by the Chiefs there as Carter got pushed back into the ball. But unless they call it, it's legal, right? And I expressed that to Carter when I talked to him after the game, and he agreed with me. Did have a 16-yard return with his other opportunity. He's far more experienced than some of their other options that they've looked at here recently. Dante Pettis didn't play. He was hurt a little bit, missed some time in practice earlier this week. Pettis is he's not as dynamic as Carter as a punt returner. I think they've got faith in Carter's ability to secure the football on the catch, that's not going to be an issue. I think it's Carter, and I feel relatively confident that he'll be the punt returner.
What was your impression of Tyson Bagent? I thought the two series that he had, he just solidified his spot as a number two guy, and I thought that it was interesting they decided to pull him after that. He had a very productive preseason. Brad, are you surprised?
No, I think you were curious where he would be, how he could take a step forward, and Tyson played well against backups for the Chiefs. You'd expect him to go out and have a solid outing. And so he's been kind of pole to pole, right? Opening of camp to here, end of preseason. I think he's been the number two, and there really hasn't been a whole lot of question about it. They just hope that if he's needed this year, it's for just small appearances. The hope is that Caleb Williams can stay healthy. How about this, Dave? Bears get through four preseason games, only two sacks allowed. That's not a statistic I'm going to put a whole lot of stock into, pointing toward the regular season. But it is notable to get through four games only allowing two sacks.
What do you attribute that to? I almost wonder if it's connected to, again, you don't want to overreact to anything in preseason. The Bears are moving the pocket more noticeably than they have in recent years. That's been something about the Waldron offense that I think has already become something that, oh, that looks familiar. I don't want to overreact to it because it is preseason, but when you move the pocket, you do reduce the chance of being sacked.
Yeah, well, you've seen that in the past because they like the outside zone. I think they're doing a better job of maybe marrying the concepts together and mirroring some of these things together. And that's possibly some of it. You know, I don't know exactly what you would attribute it to, but it's a positive, and I thought it was notable. Please don't get and not you listeners, please don't get deep in the weeds on stats coming out of preseason football, whether it be one game, three games, or four games. But I was looking at it last night, and I'm like, wow. So I wouldn't have guessed that. Only two sacks allowed. So I thought it was notable.
Brad, we won't get too deep in the weeds, but on the tape, I think you're going to see with people that watch the games closely, especially last night, some defensive backs whose names aren't that familiar. Guys like Reddy Stewart, guys like Adrian Colbert, they do make plays. I wonder, of all of the backup defensive backs, of all the guys that supply you the depth, which I think they enjoy, which ones do you think are guys we're going to see again or hear from again? Blackwell, Stewart, Colbert, Terrell Smith. These are backup guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Guys who've had good preseasons.
Yeah, they've got a lot of depth at cornerback. In a perfect world, they've got a cornerback for defensive tackle trade waiting for them out there somewhere. I don't know where it is, and people don't give away quality defensive tackles for cheap. But I think Terrell Smith is clearly the first guy that'll come off the bench on the outside if something happens to Jalen Johnson or Tyreek Stevenson. I think Blackwell makes the team, probably the backup nickel, helps him on special teams. I think Jalen Jones, who didn't play last night, makes the team because he's got a lot of versatility. He can play outside. He can cover the slot. He really helps him out on special teams. He's kind of almost a little bit of a Swiss Army knife back there, and he's had a good camp. Reddy Stewart did everything he could. Good camp, running with the first team for a solid week. It's at nickel when Kyler Gordon missed 2.5-3 weeks, whatever it was, making some plays in training camp, and then two interceptions in the game last night. He's done everything he can. I don't know how you find a spot for him, though. I really don't. I think they'd love to have him on the practice squad. Great job of identifying him coming out of Troy. A little bit undersized might be one reason. You know, the measurables weren't great if you're looking at a, you know, stack of 30, 40 names at the cornerback position in this past draft. Measurables weren't helping Reddy Stewart out probably, but boy, on the field, he's helped himself out. It's been impressive. He's enjoyable to talk to. And we'll have to see. You know, maybe they find a way. But I had him keeping six cornerbacks, and Reddy was the kind of the last man out at number seven. Perhaps they go about it a different way.
Daniel Hardy flashed again at times. Austin Booker certainly had a nice night. Is there anybody who played his way either onto or off of the roster last night?
Yeah, I don't know about it. I mean, other than injuries with the guy we talked about in Borum, I don't know that anybody did any, you know, Noah Sewell missed a tackle in the open field. You saw that and you're like, boy, they're not good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he makes the team. Hmm. Noah Sewell, fifth round pick a year ago, missed a lot of training camp. You know what? He missed a lot of training camp last summer as well. And I think Carl Jones Jr. has been as impressive as any undrafted rookie, and that would include Reddy Steward since camp opened. You talk to coaches about Carl Jones Jr., the linebacker, and they talk about speed, and he's explosive, and he just kind of keeps showing up. And I was watching him on kickoff coverage last night, or punt, and both. He's just getting downfield, you know? So if Noah Sewell's draft status doesn't carry him far enough, Carl Jones could maybe claim the final spot at linebacker if they go with six. If they keep six, the Carl Jones Jr. debate with Noah Sewell would be interesting. In my roster projection, I had Sewell making it. I'm like, I don't know if they're ready to give up on him, but Carl Jones Jr. helped himself out with the pretty good preseason as well.
Brad, before we let you go, so this process has to be completed by Tuesday when they pare down the rosters.
3 o'clock.
Three o'clock on Tuesday. When will it begin? Because obviously there are going to be teams all around the league, like the Bears, who might be looking at the discard pile for certain positions. And I wonder, does that process begin as early as today, over the weekend, or will they wait until the last moment?
I think the vast majority of this is completed on Tuesday. You know, the Bears have got practice Saturday. They've got a walkthrough Sunday and Monday. They've got further opportunities to evaluate guys. They've got to check out health situations with some of these guys and see where they're at. The only names that you could potentially see early is sometimes teams want to do a solid to veterans. If a veteran is definitely going to be released, sometimes they'll do that a little bit earlier. Now, that a little bit earlier might mean 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Hey, we'll get you through first here. or it could mean over the weekend or Monday. But I don't know that you're going to see a whole lot of movement by the Bears before Tuesday.
Great stuff, Brad. Safe travels home.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.